Say Africa.
You're listening to Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Scott Burton, and with me on the phone now from Haines, Alaska, is Vusi Mahlasela, singer, songwriter, poet, activist. The list goes on. He'll be playing here in Juneau, Alaska, Saturday night, 7:30 at the Juneau Arts and Culture Center. Vusi, sir, it is an honor to have you on the show.
My pleasure. Thank you.
So I'm sure you've told this story many times, but for our listeners who don't know you, you were born in 1965 in South Africa in the midst of apartheid. You came of age, you know, in the late 70s. Take us to that time, if you will. I know you taught yourself to play guitar. You became a poet activist, a singer-songwriter. This is a time when you had to hide your music. They would come and take away your instruments. Tell us how you became who you are in that time as a musician and poet activist and singer-songwriter.
Thank you very much, Lord. My name is Vusi Mahlasela. So, yeah, South Africa is my country. Pretoria is my home, and Mamelodi is my family. So I grew up in Mamelodi, and I started, falling in love with music at a young age, because at home, there was quite a lot of music, because I grew up at, my grandmother was the one who was taking care of us, and then she owned Shebin. She was the first Shebin queen in Mamelodi. Shebin, it's more like a speakeasy, the speakeasy where they like drinking and all that, and we're playing a lot of vinyls and music, and there used to be this guy who used to come and sing a cappella range form like Ladysmith Black Mambazo. That's when I started to fall in love with music. And then also a guy who was playing acoustic guitar. So I built my first guitar using a container that used to contain fishing nets and that used to contain cooking oil. And for strings, I'll use fishing nets. So, and then, around in the 70s, whatever, 1976, when there was the uprising in Soweto, where the students of South Africa boycotted, the language of Afrikaans as a language of an oppressor, because of we were segregated by our tribal, the languages Zulu, Sotho, Tswana, and everything. And the students said, no, this cannot go on. Why we have to learn everything in Afrikaans? What about our languages, mathematics, and so on? So I was 11 years old then. Hello?
Yeah.
Yes. I was 11 years old then, in 1976, and when there was this uprising. So it also escalated to Mamelodi as a solidarity with the people of Soweto, the students of Soweto from Mamelodi. Then I started asking a lot of questions. That's when my political education started. And from then on, I joined a poetry group called the Ancestors of Africa, where we used to perform quite a lot on political platforms, cultural, festivals and so on. Yeah, and then I became an activist at a young age. And then, quite a lot of experiences with the police, arrested and all that. So, yeah, I don't want to come with too much details, but, it was really difficult at that time. There was a lot of turmoil and apartheid in South Africa. And for the songs that you wish to perform and all that, we were harassed by the police, and then they took some of my poetry, like you alluded, they also took our instruments and whatever. But that gave me more reason to go on, that why will they do this, And, it was at that core where the struggle was in that height, And then I met quite a lot of people who really sharpened my my political skills. A doctor who used to live in Mamelodi, we used to call him the people's doctor. So he gave me my political education. But musically and all that, performing, so I came to record my first album, When You Come Back. Because how it happened that I went to London because I belong to Congress of South African Writers, through writers discipline. So when I was performing in London, these people, they were doing a documentary about South Africa, about people living in exile, expressing their fears if they come back home, whether they'll find their families, jobs and whatever. And they had me singing this song, When You Come Back. So they came and then wanted to call to record this for documentary. And that's how I was discovered by Shifty Records, because they paid for the studio and whatever. And then the guy who was owning the studio had me said, you've got to record this guy.
Right.
And then, that's how my first album came up, When You Come Back. And, the list is on, so I've got about 11 albums right now. And, I've been doing my work as a cultural activist. I also have other, things that I do that I support. And I'm also with Nelson Mandela Foundation. I'm the ambassador for Nelson Mandela Foundation, the 4664. The 4664, which was a Nelson Mandela prison number. So he used that, to sort of like really create awareness and then help people living with HIV/AIDS.
Thank you. What a biography. If I can go back a little and check in on something. You said at your grandmother's speakeasy, there were a cappella singers, and I think that our listeners will know that you're simply known now as the voice of South Africa, and your voice is tremendous. Where was it in your development that you realized that you had a voice like you have, and how did you develop it?
Well, I didn't have any training, whatever, so I just loved the singing. From that, when I saw those people singing, whatever, I was like, wow. And I was trying to emulate those different voices, the tenor, the soprano, and all that. And also at school, I was more into choral music as well. And at school, they used to sing with girls, on the choral competition and everything. So our school will win because of it's a boy leading, that version of which is supposed to be held by a girl in the first part, and then I was doing it, and people were like, wow. So, yeah, my voice is sort of like really, I think I would say that it's a gift, but I realized that, I have to like really work on it, in some way. So I'm able to control it to whatever highest level that I can.
Okay.
But also to be called the voice, it was not only just about my voice, but also I think with the work that I do through the subject matter that I write about as a cultural activist, and then the subject matter about issues that are more about giving people hope, reconciliation, forgiveness, and then about humanity as well.
Thank you. I guess apartheid technically ended in the 1990s, but there are, I'm sure, still many effects of apartheid. Where is South Africa now, and where are you now as an artist and an activist? What are you trying to communicate about South Africa with your music?
Look, South Africa, it has gone through quite a lot. Our people are very strong, and then also, very, very, very welcoming as well. As I have mentioned about forgiveness, also forgiving. We went through that phase of the truth and reconciliation in our country to try to forgive all those who did injustices to us. But, those who are not, prepared, whatever, it's just that they're exposing them in some way. But we've learned to forgive, and sort of like really carry on, because forgiveness is very important. And we learn from our grandfathers of humanity, like Nelson Mandela, Archbishop Tutu, that if you forgive, you learn more to release more calmness within the innermost of yourself, and you become more free. But if you don't, you are the one suffering the most. So forgiveness, it's a very good thing, and we should all wear it like a crown. So we are doing that. So we are going through quite a lot of phases in South Africa. But we have got quite a lot of great people, great minds, just like Nelson Mandela and all that, who wants to see South Africa being a great and livable place, to be more like paradise. I love my country, and everybody's welcome there. It's such a very nice place. But musically and all that, we've got quite a lot of variety of styles of music. Mbakanga, Mbube, Marabi, Kwela, and all that. And I just recorded an album celebrating, you know, township music. You know, the likes of Mahlatin and Mahotela Queens and so on, the Dark City Sisters music that I grew up listening, you know, with also the Mama Africa, Miriam Makeba. So, and the show that we're doing, there will be also, you know, the township music. If people know Hugh Masekela, who used to talk quite a lot here in the States, he was also doing quite a lot of, you know, township music. So on Saturday, there will be poetry written in the sky through the subject matter that I'll bring through my songs, singing my poetry, but also will bring those styles of the township music, you know.
Okay, thank you. You know, thinking about apartheid and thinking about all of the struggles and challenges that you went through, you know, our indigenous populations here in Alaska are still suffering from the effects of colonization. What would be your message to indigenous populations about truth, reconciliation, forgiveness, struggle?
Well, it is something that it is in their DNA. Those people who came to sort of like really check these people out, just like people who came to colonize us, they found us being friendly. And it is just our way, and that it is also their way. And that they'll just have to stay to that, you know. It is more of the concept of humanity that we are living in, living by. You know, we share quite a lot of things in common with the indigenous people here, and also because humanity, it is a way of life. That's why also been back home in Africa, in on quite a lot of different languages in Africa, the Nigerians, the people in Mozambique speaking Swahili, Namibia, Mozambique, Zimbabwe, Botswana. We have this philosophy, the concept, which is a gift from Africa, which is called Ubuntu. U-B-U-N-T-U, Ubuntu, which is humanity. You are because I am, you know, about everyday's kindness, helpfulness, love, empathy, sympathy, forgiveness and reconciliation, and also redistributions of morals and skills. These people, they've been having it. All those people who came and tried to take these people out, they found them having all these things, and it is in their DNA. We just have to tap on that and carry on. That's the way of life.
Vusi Mahlasela, thank you so much for your time today. We're looking forward to your concert here in Juneau, 7:30 p.m. at the Juneau Arts and Culture Center this Saturday, October 20th. Sir, it's an honor. Is there anything else you would like to say to our listeners about Saturday night?
Scott, we're looking forward, you know, to come there, you know, and then let people come. You know, it's going to be great. I'm playing with Mongezi and Daga, also from South Africa. It's a duo, but... yeah, as I have said, you know, the music, it will be taking from all that I've explained about, you know, singing my poetry, but will bring different styles of music back from home, from South Africa. You'll hear Mbatanga, you know, the township music, and that one of the Mbube and the Ladysmith, you know, there's a variety of that. And we're just having fun on stage, but also, I think, with the subject matter that I'll be bringing, you know, the messages also to people. So that we should learn to honor each other as people as well. But musically, it's going to be great. Looking forward for people of Juneau to come over.
Vusi Mahlasela, thank you so much. We will see you on Saturday. Safe travels.
Thank you very please.
Thank you.